I'm not a huge fan of spicy foods, but I do like a bit of spice in other areas of my life. Reality TV fights, make it spicy. My margaritas, make them very spicy. And when it comes to the spice cabinet you keep beside your bed, you gotta have a wide variety of spices to keep things heated up. If you've been looking for some more flavor to add to your life behind closed doors, Adam and Eve can help you bring the heat with some fun new items to turn up the temp between you and someone else, or if it's a single girl summer, there's plenty of options for those of you riding solo this year. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, and they'll include free shipping and rush processing so you can spice things up ASAP. And you don't got to worry about your neighbors noticing your delivery. Adam and Eve ships things out in discreet packaging, so you and Deborah down the street don't have to make awkward eye contact when you get your mail. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item and select, just enter offer code Abby at checkout. That's ABBY at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby to get your discount. Code Abby.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
The Burt Show.
You want birth control? You could go to your doctor. You can get yourself some drugs, prescription medications for that, or you could just hang out with kids. And it's more natural childbirth, and that'll do it sometimes.
Exactly. And I'm not sure if you all have seen videos where people will post their kids doing something so crazy that's so terrible. And in the comments, they say, well, my baby fever's gone. Mm-hmm. That natural birth control just can't do that. Right?
Is it like those videos where the kids get into like some white paint and the mom walks into a room and like the entire couch is covered in paint and the floor and the rug is covered in paint and the children from head to toe are covered in paint?
Yes. Videos like that.
Okay. Yeah.
For me, mine is that baby that covered himself in peanut butter that everyone thought was so funny. Everyone was like, ha ha, so cute. I saw a nightmare.
And so I experienced my own sort of nightmare. And this all happened because I was watching Sweet, Sweet Jimmy.
Oh, Lord. Oh, man, look at you.
Your kid put her in a retirement.
Oh, my gosh. Now Katie is in this club where we've seen Crackhead Jimmy. Like, I was scared of kids before. After seeing Crackhead Jimmy, I was like, yep, I'm going to tie up my ovaries.
Put her ovaries in a retirement.
I think I could probably handle Crackhead Jimmy a little bit. And majority of the time that I am around Jimmy, he is a delight.
Now, for those that don't know, Jimmy is Kristen's son. And when they refer to him as Crackhead, it's just that there are certain times during the day or if he has sugar.
No, and we don't do sugar in our house. So if he does have any type of sugar anywhere, all it takes is two bites and he's very energized.
Spirited.
Yeah, but Crackhead Jimmy is Jimmy with no nab. Because we are very fortunate. That doesn't happen often. My kid, like clockwork, goes down at 1:30 or goes down at 2 and doesn't get up till 4:30 or 5. Like, he takes a solid 3-hour nap.
I am jealous.
Every single day. So if it doesn't happen, you eat Crackhead Jimmy.
Yeah, we weren't doing drugs out back. He just needed to sleep.
And I thought I could handle the different versions of Jimmy, because I've also seen Meltdown Jimmy.
Yep.
And we make it work, you know, find a way to soothe him. And like in a couple minutes, he'll calm down eventually and he'll just want to watch Big Fish. However, there was one moment where I knew for certain that Katie is nowhere near ready for kids like she thought she was.
What did Jimmy do?
What I love about Jimmy is that, especially now he's in the stage where he's more vocal.
He is.
He's starting to speak more and stuff, and I'm starting to understand him. And so we had this moment where we're just sitting down watching TV, and he says, Katie, Jimmy poo-poo. And I was like, okay, he's telling me now that it's time that I got to change his diaper. Mm-hmm. Now, any time that I've ever had to change Jimmy's diaper, it's only been pee. I've lucked out.
Okay.
It's only been pee.
It was just a matter of time.
So then I'm like, come on, Katie, we can handle this. All right, let's change Jimmy. All right, cool. So I'm going in. I'm like, I got this. Everything's good. Got the diaper, the wipes, and everything. He has Horsey because he wants to play with Horsey a little bit. Calm him down. And so then I open the diaper. Y'all, it's massive. And it is just, it's not even solid.
No, no.
And I'm like, Jimmy? And he's like,
P.U. Jimmy.
And he goes, evil. And so he does this, and and he's kicking his feet up.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to hold both of his legs.
Yeah. Get up under there.
I got him like a rotisserie chicken, right? Yeah. But the smell, and I have a very weak stomach. Uh-huh. Y'all, it's hard for me to even go into public restrooms.
And Jimmy eats very clean, courtesy of his father. Mm-hmm. So, like, he has yogurt with hemp seeds.
Oh,
FYI,
wow.
Hemp seeds come out the same way they went in.
So I smell it, and as soon as I smell it, I'm like, and the situation's about to go bad, y'all. I was about to throw up, and I was like, I can't throw up on Jimmy. Kristen's going to kill me if I throw up on Jimmy. So I put my shirt, like, over my nose because I'm like, that's the only way I'm going to be able to do this safely.
Now, is he watching you hide from his stink?
Yes.
Now you're like a mass robber changing my diaper.
No, so then Jimmy reaches up and pulls my shirt down.
He's like, this was just for you. Enjoy it.
Exactly. He's like, you're going to smell this. And I'm like, Jimmy, no. So then I try to put my shirt back up, and my hair's down. So my hair, I'm like leaning over, trying to change it and all this and wrap this up at the same time. He's like, Katie, hair. He starts playing with my hair. And I'm like, Jimmy, no, we got to change you and wipe you down. But it was just a situation where I knew if I didn't cover my nose, I was going to throw up. And I was like, I can't do it. I can't. I'm not ready for kids because I wouldn't want to change my child's diaper.
Was it so bad? Because, I mean, sometimes it'll be so massive when you have a little boy, it'll actually, like, it'll get all up in the balls, the twigs, and the berries. Oh, and so you're having to, like, it can be a solid night. And I mean, his stuff is rancid.
Yeah, I remember the first time that I babysat for the dude that I worked with in Washington, D.C. I only could have been, I don't know, 20 at the time, 21 maybe. And I was watching his kids, and they pooped, and I just picked the kid up, and I started the bath, and I dipped him in the bath. I was not going to change the diaper. I just started a bath for him, just dipped it in it. Seemed clean enough, man.
Katie, if it makes you feel better, I don't know what they eat, because we do no sugar as well. Something happens in their bodies to make it smell so bad. I have thrown up.
Really?
Changing it, and I threw up so violently, my entire neck and shoulders Charlie horsed on me.
Because
it was so bad.
No.
Yes. So parents feel that way too.
Okay. No, I think you are ready, because you changed this diaper and you didn't yet. Congratulations.
But she never has to do it again. It's the Burt Show.
The Burt Show.